With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very rare weekend session on Capitol Hill. Senate Republicans racing to pass the president's big, beautiful bill. Senate likely to take a procedural vote within the next few minutes to begin considering the bill, but timing is uncertain. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's pleased that some House Democrats stood solidly behind President Trump's attack on Iranian nuclear facilities.
Everyone around the world applauded this expertly performed duty by our extraordinary unmatched military. Some of them applauded loudly and openly, and some of them quietly, but everybody except the evil regime in Iran knows this was the right thing to do.
The Trump administration has let go three attorneys connected to the prosecution of those involved with the January 6th Capitol riot. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The Justice Department has abruptly fired at least two attorneys who worked as supervisors overseeing the January 6th Capitol riot prosecutions in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, as well as a line attorney who prosecuted cases stemming from the attack. Two people familiar with the matter say a letter was received by one of the prosecutors and it was signed by Attorney General Pam Bondi, and the letter did not provide a reason for the person's removal, effective immediately. A Justice Department spokesperson has declined to comment. The moves came following Trump's sweeping pardons and commutations of sentences for January 6 rioters. Donna Warder, Washington.
Chrysler voluntarily recalling some late model Pacifica and Voyager vehicles that to replace their side curtain airbags. A lot of Americans turning away from fireworks this 4th of July. A couple of reasons. Nearly all of the fireworks are made in China. The other reason, most veterans will tell you, fireworks bring back a lot of bad memories. This is SRN News. A Canadian church takes some rather extreme measures.
A formidable black chain link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England preparing for the new reality, there's a possibility of legal challenge. However, opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing say they're not giving up the fight, and supporters of the suicide bill say implementation will take at least 4 more years rather than the initially suggested 2. This is SRN News. Guidelines may relax now for sports betting in the college ranks.
The NCAA is considering a proposal to allow athletes and staff to bet on professional sports while maintaining strict bans on college sports betting. The Division I Council introduced the idea, which requires approval from Divisions II and III. The NCAA says this shift reflects the rise of legalized gambling and aims to focus enforcement on college sports integrity. Current rules already ban betting on NCAA sports with severe penalties for violations. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Safety advocates warning about the dangers of heat stroke from leaving children in hot cars. Experts say vehicle temperatures can rise 20 degrees in just 8 to 10 minutes, even on mild days, putting kids at risk. Already this year, 9 children have died in hot cars. More details at srnnews.com.